President Biden is about to face a bunch of critics who complain that he has broken a promise.
America's back. I speak to you today as President of the United States at the very start of my administration, and I'm sending a clear message to the world. America is
that
back.
In February, and he said he was going to restore the alliances that kept the U.S. safe and cut back public clashes with allies for which his predecessor was known. Months later, the United States is in the middle of more clashes with allies, and that is the context of his speech to the United Nations today.
We've got NPR White House correspondent Ayesha Roscoe with us. Hi, Ayesha.
Good morning.
A lot riding on this speech today. What can we expect from the president?
Well, President Biden is going to make the case that the U.S. is closing the chapter on 20 years of war in Afghanistan and is now going to focus on diplomacy. He will talk about the need to work together to end the pandemic around the world and to address climate change. But on COVID, there's a lot of concern from poor countries about how far behind those countries are on getting vaccines. And there's been criticism of the booster shot plan for Americans that Biden has been pushing.
I mean, he's kind of been getting it from all directions recently. There's, you know, the way that the U.S. withdrew from Afghanistan in particular. We got to mention France, which pulled its ambassador from Washington over this nuclear security deal that the U.S. made with Australia. Is any of that going to affect the way his message is going to be received?
Well, so the White House acknowledges that there are some issues, but the White House says that just because allies are questioning a decision, that doesn't mean they're questioning Biden's credibility. Here's how White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki explained it yesterday.
Reestablishing alliances doesn't mean that you won't have disagreements about how to approach any particular issue in the world. That is not the bar for having an alliance.
Now, the thing about Biden is that he does have a really long history of backing the UN. And people I talked to said that that's likely going to earn Biden a certain amount of goodwill, especially after former President Donald Trump was so hostile to the UN. So this moment gives Biden a chance to reset with allies and partners. But Elena Lyon of the University of New Hampshire told me that that's only going to go so far.
Words are pretty hollow right now, and so there's going to need to be some action on the part of President Biden and the Biden administration. They can't just talk the talk. They actually have to walk the walk.
All right, so what does the walk look like, Ayesha?
The White House is saying it's starting this week. Biden is going to have a big virtual summit tomorrow about the pandemic, and they've invited leaders and NGOs and the private sector to try to make commitments to boost vaccination rates around the world to help out poor countries. Then on Friday, he's invited members of the so-called Quad Coalition to the White House. That includes India, Japan, Australia, and the U.S., and they're going to talk about vaccines and how to counter China.
Before you go, do we know anything more about where things stand between the Biden administration and France's President Emmanuel Macron? I mean, France was upset, to say the least, that they were sort of cut out of this deal to sell nuclear submarines, to sell submarines to Australia.
And so Macron is not going to be at the UN in person. The White House says that Biden wants to talk to Macron on the phone to help smooth over these differences, but we don't know when that will happen.
All right. Hasn't been scheduled yet. NPR White House correspondent Ayesha Roscoe, thank you.
Thank you.